This is a lecture and auditing demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 24th of November, 1959. Its title is Demo, Turning on Pictures. This tape is 50 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Thank you. Well, here we go. 24th lecture. First Melbourne ACC, and the basic thing I was talking to you about, I better talk to you some more about and just make you confront a static real good. All right, I'll stop wandering around now and give you some gin. Who's having a hell of a time? You're having a hell of a time, huh? All right, come up here. Real unhell of a timing.
Yes.
Okay. Now, sit down. Now, we're just going to do a little auditing job here, if it's all right with you.
That's all right.
Okay. It's all right if we start the session?
Yes, sir.
Okay, start. What goal would you like to set for this session?
Well, see nice pictures.
See a picture?
Yes. Three-dimensional.
Nice three-dimensional picture.
That's right.
You ever been in space opera?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I acknowledge that goal. We'll see what we can do about that,
Huh?
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, you realize that the processes I run in you are probably not necessarily therapeutic.
That's quite all right.
That's quite all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just have this out here for a moment. Now, have you been having any difficulty communicating with your auditor?
Yes, sir.
You have. As you are, you feel that your auditor has not accepted your communications?
Yes, very often I don't find him.
Oh. Now, you call any overts against this auditor?
Yes, sir.
You do?
Yes.
All right. Well, have you told the auditor about these?
Yes, I did.
Did it straighten them up?
Most of it, yes.
Most of it, but not all of it. Maybe there are earlier overts against earlier auditors.
That might be possible.
Well, has your auditor looked for them?
Didn't get that.
Has your auditor looked for these earlier overts against other auditors?
Didn't look for nothing. That's a bloody collar.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Did you hear that, instructor? I'll break out. Did you hear that, instructor? Did you hear that? All right. I don't expect you to be brilliant. Just do the opposite. That's all right. I'm not trying to ARC break your auditor, call your auditor down.
No.
What I'm trying to do right now is just give a little demonstration here and give you some auditing in the run and show you that something or other could happen. That's what I'd like to do. That's my goal for the session. Whatever it's interested in. Now, you say you'd like to see a picture.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, can you get and hold ideas?
Yes. I do that.
All right. Now we're going to run something called rising scale processing.
Very good.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, the first, the way this is going to go is I'm going to ask you to get an idea.
Yeah.
See, just think of this idea. And then change the idea as much as you can to another idea. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You understand that?
I understand that.
All right. Now, by the way, you don't feel too comfortable sitting there being audited by me. Am I going too fast for you?
No, yes. I'm quite a bit uncomfortable, that's right.
You are, huh? All right. It has something to do with the people there?
Back on this.
All right. Okay. Well, what does it have to do with?
I think a bit of stimulation from the last process.
Yeah. Well, tell me this. Do you think that I suddenly will look into your mind and see something you don't want me to see?
No, you can't look at everything. That's all right.
I can. That's sure. All right. Do you think there's something that you should tell me that you haven't told me or mentioned it? You shouldn't?
No, I just thought I'd meet you before.
You think you got it? You think that's right?
Yeah.
You sure there's something you shouldn't have told me?
No, that's all right.
You sure there isn't anything else you want to tell me before we start this?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is that you could tell me.
No, I think that's... I would tell you everything what's there.
You would?
Sure.
You're sure then?
I'm pretty sure.
All right. You're pretty sure or real sure?
Real sure, sir.
You're real sure?
Yeah.
Okay, now how do you feel about it? Any different?
Yes, I feel better.
Feel a little better?
Yeah.
Do you realize you can tell me most anything?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Sure.
All right. Okay. I'm just going to ask you to get one idea and then ask you to get another idea. Oh, rising scale processing. Okay?
Yeah.
Still a good weapon? All right. Here we go. Now, the first idea I'm going to ask you is to get an idea that you couldn't ever possibly ever get a picture. Let's get that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Got that?
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Yes, that's fine.
All right, good. Now, change that idea to, I can get beautiful three-dimensional pictures.
Yeah?
Didn't find that too easy to believe, did you?
Well, I just had the concept of that.
Yeah.
I could do it, but not 100%
well,
sure.
Well, that first idea you got was that was pretty factual, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it
oh,
was.
All right, now, let's get the second idea as factual as our first idea, okay? All right, here we go now.
Yeah.
All right, now you get the idea you couldn't possibly ever get a picture or see one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it makes sense.
Got that? All right. Now, change that idea that you can get beautiful three-dimensional pictures.
Yeah.
Was that a little easier?
Bit easier, but not as good as the first one.
That's right. All right, we got that one. All right, here we go again. All right, now just get the idea. Never, 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 under any circumstances, would you ever be able to get a three-dimensional picture?
Yeah.
All right, good. Now, change that to, you can get beautiful three-dimensional pictures.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, could you get that idea better now?
A bit better.
A little bit better.
Still not as good as the bank.
Get enough. All right, now let's get that first one again.
Yeah.
Just, boy, never, just fog, you know, under no circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Now let's get the idea that you can get beautiful three-dimensional pictures anytime you want.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Now, is that idea just a little stronger?
The first one is a bit weaker, no?
Oh, it's weaker. All right. Here we go again. Now, get the idea that you'd never be able to get a three-dimensional picture.
Yes?
All right. Very good. All right. Now, let's get... change on that now.
Yeah.
That's your next idea, which is very easy to get three-dimensional pictures.
Yeah.
All right. Is that weaker still or stronger again?
Well, the first one, it's now getting weaker.
Uh-huh.
And the second one is getting a bit stronger.
That's a boy. Good. Here we go again. Get the idea, you'll just never be able, not in your whole life, not if you live to be billions of years old, would you ever be able to get a three-dimensional picture.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Now get the idea. Three-dimensional pictures. Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. Now, is it still working that the first one's getting weaker?
Yes, the first is pretty weak.
All right, and the second one getting stronger?
Yes.
All right. Good enough. Now, let's take another crack at it. Now, let's once more get the idea. Never any first three-dimensional pictures. Never, never, never. Never be able to get one.
Yeah.
All right. Now get the idea that you'll always be able to get three-dimensional pictures. That's the easiest thing you do.
Yeah.
All right. How's that? Getting better now?
Yes, I realize I got already three-dimensional picture when I look at the environment.
Oh, yes? Yeah. You mean the environment is a three-dimensional picture?
Sure.
Oh, all right. Okay. Here we go again. All right, now just get the idea that you just never be able to get a three-dimensional picture.
Yeah.
Good. Now get the idea that you always able to get three-dimensional pictures. That's the one thing you can do.
Hmm.
All right, how is it now?
Half and half.
Half and half. All right, here we go. On some more. All right, now get the idea that you'll never, 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 no matter what I do,
yeah,
you'll never be able to get three-dimensional pictures.
Yeah.
Good. All right, now get the idea that not even I could stop you from getting a three-dimensional picture.
Yes.
All right. Now, how you doing?
Well, it's still about half and half. The first idea said, now, that weak.
Mm-hmm.
And the second idea said, strong. That's about half and half.
All right. Now, has it just been staying that way, or is it getting better?
The last two commands seems pretty even.
Uh-huh. All right. Now, here we go again. Let's get the idea that you just never, never be able to get a three-dimensional picture.
Yes.
Good. Now I get the idea, just always able to get three-dimensional pictures.
Yeah.
All right. Now, how is that one? Still even?
Now the second one takes over now a bit. Ah. Now a bit, little bit stronger. Tiny
boy.
Bit.
Attaboy. All right. Here we go. All right. Get the idea now. She just never and have never been able to get three-dimensional pictures.
Yep.
Good. Now let's get the second idea. Three-dimensional pictures, cool. They're the easiest things you do.
Yes.
Good, good. All right. Now, how was that one?
The second one seems easier now.
Seems easier.
More real.
All right.
The first one.
Good enough. We're going to do this just two more times.
Sure.
All right. Okay. Now, is that all right with you? Just
yeah.
Two more times? All right. Now, get the idea that you just have never been able to get three-dimensional pictures. Utterly impossible.
Yeah.
Good. Now get the idea. You can just always get them anytime you want.
That's fine.
All right. Very good. How are you doing now?
The first idea is very, very weak now.
Mm-hmm.
And the second idea is much more real to me.
All right. Very good. And we're going to do this one more time. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now get the idea that you never be able to get three-dimensional pictures.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Now, get the idea that you can just always get three-dimensional pictures? You just don't know what anybody's talking about. Of course you can get three-dimensional pictures.
Yeah.
All right. How is that?
Well, I think I can get one-dimensional pictures.
You think you can get one-dimensional pictures, huh?
Yeah.
Well, all right. That's real good. That's the end of that particular process.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Now we're going to run another process.
Yeah.
Is that all right with you?
Sure.
All right. Now, I'm just giving you ideas now. All right. Now we're going to take a look at that wall over there, see?
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to get the idea. Don't do this till I tell you to do it. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to ask you to get the idea that you're going to put up a picture as big as that whole wall, beautiful and three-dimensional.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to ask you to get the idea that if you did it, it'd spoil the game, so you're not going to do it. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. All right. Now, get the idea that you're going to put up a picture as big as that whole wall. See?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, three-dimensional. Get the idea.
Yes.
All right. Now get the idea that it'd spoil the game if you did it. Don't do it.
Yes.
All right. Now what happened if you did that?
But the idea to get a picture was very strong.
Mm-hmm.
I nearly had it there.
All right. That's good. That's good. All right. Now let's do it again. Now get the idea that you're going to put up a picture the size of that whole wall there and three-dimensional.
Yeah.
All right, now get the idea. That'd spoil the game if you didn't. Don't do it.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Well, I start already to see something.
Oh, all right. All right. Here we go. All right. Now, get the idea. Now you're going to put up a picture the size of that whole wall. Three-dimensional, beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. I'll just say, well, that's spoiled game. Stop.
Yes, that's fine.
All right. Very good. Okay. Here we go again. Now, get the idea you're going to put up a picture as big as that whole wall.
Yes.
All right. Now, say, oh, that's spoiled game. Don't do it.
Yes.
All right. What'd you get that time?
Well, I guess got some forms there in the center.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good. Let's go at it some more times.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now you get an idea that you just had this idea, you know? Mm-hmm. You just had the idea that you're going to put up a picture the size of that whole wall.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just stop yourself now, almost physically stop yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is spoil the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's right. Now, here we're going to do it about two more times, okay?
Mm.
All right, now, get the idea. There. You're going to put up a picture the size of that whole wall.
Yes.
All right, now get the idea. That's spoil the game. Don't do it.
Yeah.
All right. What'd you get that last time?
Well, a few green patches in the middle, something round things there.
Yeah, all right. And we're going to try that one more time here. All right, now get an idea that you're going to put up a picture the size of that whole wall.
Yeah.
All right, I get the idea. Boy, that's a spoiled game. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. What'd you see that time?
Not much more yesterday. It's the last time.
Just about the same.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. Now, have you had any kind of a picture up there?
Yes.
You think your pictures are going to be any better?
It would improve.
You think there's some improvement possible, right?
Yes, I think so.
You think so? All right. Well, that's the end of that particular process, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, how do you feel right this minute?
Well, very nice experiment. I liked it.
You like that?
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's the main thing that we're bucking right this minute, is you've got an emotional charge on something here that I want you to tell me about.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it?
Has three brakes.
Mm-hmm. Where?
The auditor.
Mm-hmm.
So what acts?
Hmm?
Or what acts against the auditor?
Mm-hmm. All right. Are you guilty of another one because you told me?
No, I refer to the first ones.
All right, okay. Is that what the charge is on?
I don't think so. It must be something else.
All right, what is it?
Some kind of re-stimulation from the last process, some kind of plus randomity after running through a long stretch of minus randomity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me more about it?
Yes. While running grade on a terminal, a receiver,
mm-hmm.
well, I have been wireless operator,
mm-hmm.
and had pictures there of minus randomity of some dead planets there, nothing happening at all. Every 10 years, a bloody spaceship come by, and we're sitting there,
mm-hmm.
and after running through that one, suddenly start some plus randomity,
mm-hmm.
but that did happen on confronting, general mm-hmm. confronting.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing did actually happen on create.
Right. Well, now, has anything been happening to your case on confront?
Yes, it did.
It did. Were you running confront today?
Today, yes, that's
today,
right.
You were. And was things starting to go back together again?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What auditing commands were you being run on?
What could you confront?
Mm-hmm.
What would you dislike confronting?
That's right. And how was that working?
It worked very well.
Was it working?
And all over the place.
You just get all over the place.
Yes.
All right. Now, you're talking about a three. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good. How do you feel about now? Anything else you want to say about it?
No, I don't think so.
How do you feel about it?
I feel all right about it.
All right. Now, here's a very interesting thing. I'm going to do another little experiment here with you, all right?
Very good.
Okay. Works like this.
Yeah.
You say you're all over the place.
Yeah.
You didn't have something to do with space opera, huh?
Yes, looks like it.
Looks like it. Well, how do you think a space jockey feels about space?
Bloody awful.
Pretty bad, huh? Well, how would you think if he saw some space?
Didn't get that.
What would you think if he saw some space?
Well, he'd get mad.
He'd get mad if he saw some space, huh? Well, good. What would be about the right amount of space?
Well, from here to the moon.
That'd be about the right amount, huh?
Yes.
All right, good. Tell me again now, what would be the right amount of space?
Yes, from here to the moon.
All right, that's about the right amount.
Yes.
All right, okay. And once more, what would be about the right amount of space?
To the next planet.
Over here in the next planet?
Yeah.
All right, good. That'd be the right amount of space.
Yes, it would.
Yeah, would that be better than the space in this room?
Actually, that losing the concept of space after looking at this amount of space. If you confront a little
enough,
space.
Not much space there, that's why. Well, let's take a look at it here. Let's look around. Let's look around the space here. It has space.
That's it, space.
It is space.
Yes, but very little.
Well, how about this much?
Less.
Well, that's now, is there a lot of danger in that little space? not in the room, this little space. That much space?
There's no danger in it, no.
It's not dangerous. What is it, uncomfortable?
Was enough.
This lecture and demonstration is continued on side two of this cassette.
Can't go any place in it?
That's right.
Is that what's the matter with
it? Yes, not, it's not enough. You can't do anything with it.
You can't do anything with it. I get it. What's about the range of a good space gun?
70 miles.
Well, is that space?
Yes, it's about space.
Yeah. Well, would safe space be more than 70 miles?
Yes, it would.
Is that right?
That's the fun.
Okay. Well, what would happen in that much space there?
It's not safe, isn't it?
That's right. Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you the same question I was asking you now.
Yeah.
All right. What's the right amount of space?
Well, I've got to mix up this time now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the amount you can call in 1 year.
Uh-huh. All right. Very good. Very good. That'd be safe, too, wouldn't it? All right. Okay. All right. And let's answer it again. Would it be an all right amount of space?
Yes. Well, a circle around the moon.
Mm-hmm. That'd be right amount?
Yes.
All right. Very good. But you safe?
That's pretty safe.
Pretty safe?
Yes.
Not really very, though.
No, but fairly safe.
Where would the gun be placed that is not safe?
Just in the center of that space.
Yeah, right in the center of it. Well, what would that do? Put you on the perimeter of the gun range?
Not in that amount of space, no.
No, that would.
It's fairly safe.
Fairly safe.
Yes.
All right. Very good. All right. Now I'm just going to ask you one more time here. What's an all right amount of space?
I don't mind if it's small. Up to Mars.
Up to Mars.
Yeah.
All right, very good. All right, that's a very satisfactory answer. How do you feel about this now? Feeling different?
Yes, my tolerance with space did improve. The tolerance did increase.
It did improve, huh?
Yes.
All right, now we're going to ask you another, that's the end of that process.
Yeah.
We're going to ask you an entirely different process here for just a few questions, if it's all right with you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, how much space would be okay in a picture?
Didn't quite get that.
Yeah. Now, how much space would be okay in a picture?
Don't understand that.
Hmm. I'm talking about a mental image picture, facsimile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How much space would it be all right for it to have in it?
It must be a fairly big picture.
That'd be pretty big, wouldn't it? Pretty big. All right. All right. Do you have an invisible field usually? No pictures or something?
I think so.
You think so? Close your eyes. All right. What are you looking at?
Black with white.
Black with white. Where's the black?
I think it's more or less a picture.
Yeah? Of what?
Of the sky with stars and...
Oh, it is. I think
yes.
So. Close your eyes. Now, can you see some stars in it?
Yes.
Huh? All right. Now, just sort of pick some out and tell me their names.
Picture dims down now.
Gone?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Well, now, what are you looking at now?
Getting more black.
It's getting more black. Is there a star at the other end of that space? You're just not looking out there far enough. Now go on, look out the other end of that space there and tell me the names of some of those stars in lingua spacia or whatever it is. You see him?
Centaur? I think Centaur. I don't know.
That's good. That's good. Fine. Give me another one.
Jupiter.
All right, very good, very good. Give me another one.
Leo.
Very good. All right, all right. How you doing now?
Yes, the picture did come back.
It did, huh?
Yeah.
Well, all right. All right. How do you feel about that? Did that scare you?
Didn't get that.
Did it scare you?
No, no, but wasn't very real.
Wasn't very real?
Not too real, no.
No, not too real. All right, okay. Anybody telling you to make it real?
No.
All right, okay. All right, now let's look around this room and spot some spots in this room.
Yes.
Good. Spot another one.
Yes.
Good. Spot another one.
Yeah.
Good. Spot another one.
Yes.
Good. Shut your eyes. All right. Tell me the names of some of those stars.
Leo.
Very good.
Centaur.
Very good.
Jupiter.
Very good. All right. Fine. Now open up your eye. Now spot some spots on this one.
Yes.
Good. Another one.
Yeah.
Good. Another one.
Yes.
Good. All right. That's fine. Now, how does that make you feel?
Feel easier now.
Easier?
Yeah.
All right. Well, shut your eyes again. All right. Wow, you still got that picture? Can you get back? Still got it?
Yes.
All right. Now let's spot those stars again.
Yes.
Good. Spot another one.
Yes.
Good. Spot another one.
Yes.
Good. All right, that's fine. All right, now, spot some spots in this room.
Yes.
Good. Another one.
Yeah.
Good. Another one.
Yes.
Good. All right. That's fine. Did I give you a different sensation?
The spots?
You have a different feeling about this now?
Much easier, much more comfortable, not as stimulated as before.
Yeah. What do you suppose that's all about? You ever have a nightmare?
Didn't get that.
Did you ever have a nightmare?
Not very often, sometime, yes.
And how does it feel?
Oh. I'm pretty well in control of these nightmares. Sometimes I just turn on, just look at, just enjoy them.
You do?
Yes.
Did you ever have a nightmare you felt uncomfortable in, just like that?
But that's very, very long while ago.
Yeah, a very long while ago. Yes. But it was the same discomfort that you were sitting in right here?
Yes.
How long ago was that?
Almost before I know about Scientology.
Yeah? That was quite a while ago.
Yes, years ago.
Years ago? Mm. All right. Did you decide you never wanted that one back again?
No, I don't think so.
What was your reaction to that nightmare?
It didn't affect me very much.
You made sure of that?
Yes.
All right. Is there any similarity between that nightmare you had and the way you felt when you came into the session?
I would say yes.
You'd say yes?
That's the way you feel.
All right. All right.
Just a bit nervous and a bit out of control.
All right. Now, what do you ordinarily do to people in space?
Kill them.
You kill them? Yeah. All right, fine. How many do you suppose you killed?
Must be the thousands.
All right.
17,000. 79, something like that.
Yeah, all right. And how many times did you refuse to get killed?
I can't recall any.
Can't recall ever refusing to get killed?
Might be one.
Maybe once, huh?
I'm not too sure about if I have been killed then.
Yeah, all right, okay. All right. Now, what do you make this out? What do you think about all this now?
Well, I feel much easier about it. I did have a look at a few things, which makes sense.
Made some sense.
Yes, did clear up a lot of things.
Mm. What do you suppose it did to the pictures these guys had? The 17,000 people killed there. What do you suppose it did to their pictures?
Well, we'll fix that.
We'll fix that.
Yeah.
Suppose they ever had two-dimensional pictures afterwards? Or?
It's very unlikely.
What do you think? What do you think they would have had afterwards?
Just wouldn't get any pictures.
They wouldn't?
No.
Why not?
Because he did use his picture to destroy such things.
Yeah, well, how did you do that?
Well, by just giving them a nice implant.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what would that do to their pictures?
They just wouldn't get any.
They just wouldn't, huh?
No.
All right.
Or with fear.
All right. Have you been able to get pictures?
How do you mean this question?
Well, you came up with the goal of the session. You said you'd like to get better pictures.
Yes, I get better pictures.
Yeah, but does fixing up other people's pictures have anything to do with your pictures?
Never looked at that, do I?
Never did?
No.
All right, you look at it right now.
Yes, I think so. Might be possible.
Might be possible?
Yes.
All right. Well, you understand, I'm not telling you it's necessarily wrong, you've done anything wrong, I'm not being said.
No, that's all right.
All right. Now, that made you feel uncomfortable again, didn't it?
Yes, a bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
You realize I'm not accusing you.
Well, that's quite all right. I know.
You say it's quite all right. Well, do you know I'm not accusing you of anything?
I know that.
All right, okay. Now, let's take a look at all this again, of fixing up people's pictures and that sort of thing, and then just take a look at it.
Mm.
Did you?
Yes.
All right. Now get a look at refusing to have your pictures fixed up the same way.
Yes.
Good. Now get something there. All right. Get the idea, fixed up their pictures.
Yes.
All right. Get your own refusal to have yours fixed up that way.
Yes.
Good. Get the idea of fixing up their pictures.
Yes.
Good. Get your own refusal to have yours fixed up that way.
Yes.
Good. I get the idea of fixing up their pictures.
Yes.
All right. Get your own refusal to have yours messed up.
Yeah.
All right. How do you feel about that?
Well, they did fix me up, too.
Well, I fixed you up, too.
Yeah.
Is there any change going on as I ask you to do that?
Yes. I realize that I did do most of this, fixing other people's pictures.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But later on, they do the same as me.
All right. All right. Over at Motivator Sequence? Is that what
it is? Yes, looks like it.
Looks like it?
Yes.
What do you think about this?
Might be the trouble with my pictures, I reckon.
Hmm? You think so?
Yes.
All right. Now, what's an auditor doing with your pictures?
Doesn't pay much attention to it.
Yeah, but what does an auditor do with pictures?
What he does do with pictures?
Now, what does an auditor do with pictures?
Tries to turn them on.
Yeah. Yeah. Does he ever try to turn them on?
No.
No?
No.
All right. Now, what do you as an auditor try to do with pictures?
Turn them on.
Good. And what do you usually do with them?
I just turn it on more and more.
Is that so?
Yes.
As an auditor, you turn on the pictures more and more.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
All right. How about turning them off?
Well, I bring them more or less under the control of the pre-player.
Yeah.
Instead of turning
them off. That's a textbook answer. Come on.
No, look, that's what I'm doing.
Is that right?
That's right. Well.
All right. Okay. All right, I'll stop invalidating the piece.
Oh, that's... Can't stand it.
All right. Now, I want you to get the idea of just tearing up somebody's pictures. Here's another process.
Yeah.
Okay? Just get the idea of tearing up somebody's pictures and throwing them away.
Yeah.
Good. Now get the idea of turning them on somebody else's pictures.
Yes.
Good. Now get the idea of tearing up somebody's pictures and throwing them away.
Yes.
Good. Now get the idea of just turning somebody's pictures on, just wham.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now get the idea of tearing up somebody's pictures and throwing them away. Very good. What you got?
It's very hard, the second command.
All right. What's the command you just did there?
Turn on somebody's pictures and then throw them away.
All right. Okay. That's all right. Now you listen to my auditing command.
Yeah.
You hear me now?
Yeah.
Listen to my auditing command now. Don't start blinking. I'm not going to beat you, not right now. Okay. Now you listen.
Yeah.
Completely aside from anybody or anything in the world,
yeah.
You just get one idea.
Yeah.
And that is taking somebody's pictures and tearing them all up and throwing them away.
Yes.
Got that?
Yeah.
All right. Now, completely aside from that and forgetting all about that one, just skip that one.
Mm-hmm.
Get this idea. Entirely different idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that is turning somebody's pictures on just so they're walking around all the time in solid walls of pictures.
Yes.
All right. Good. What do you think about those two?
The last one was easier to do.
That was easier?
Yes.
All right. Very good. Very good. Here we go again. Get the idea of taking somebody's pictures and tearing them all up and throwing them away.
Mm-hmm.
Good. All right. Got that now?
Yes.
Do you feel I scolded you?
No.
You sure?
I'm sure.
All right. You just told me that defensively?
No.
You can tell me anything you want.
Yes, that's
all right.
That's
okay. All right. Now, give me the other one. The idea of making somebody walk around in pictures that are practically solid walls.
Yes.
Good. All right. Now, of those two ideas, which is easiest?
The last one.
The last.
Yes.
All right. Now, here we go again. Get the idea, well, maybe tearing them up isn't quite the right command. Maybe it's gun them down or something.
Oh, that would be easier, might be.
That'd be easier.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get the idea going, smearing everybody's pictures all up so they won't have pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, that was real easy. Well, let's do that one again.
Yeah.
Or get the idea going, with something and knocking everybody's pictures out.
Yes, that's much easier.
Oh, that's much easier. All right, get the idea of doing it again.
Yes.
Good, get the idea of doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
Good, get the idea of doing it again. what happened that time?
Bloody gun didn't go.
All right. Let's do it again. All right. Let's do it again now.
Yes?
Good. Let's do it again.
Yes.
All right, let's just get an idea. Just gunning them in such a way that their pictures all go boom.
Yes.
Good. Was that easy?
Yes.
Has it gotten easy again?
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah, I did hit this other gun, which didn't work. You see, then I had to find some other gun.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yes. That didn't work.
Doesn't work worth a nickel.
No.
All right.
Failure there.
Yeah, all right. All right, now let's get the reverse idea.
Mm-hmm.
Making somebody walk around in pictures that are just feet thick, just tremendous heavy pictures.
Yes.
All right. Is that the same as it was before, or has that gotten different?
It's fairly easy, too.
That's fairly easy, too.
Yes.
Both of these are fairly easy.
Yes.
All right. Now, which is the best action between these two actions?
Best action for the people concerned? Or?
Yeah, the people concerned.
Better no picture than two solid ones.
Better no pictures than solid ones?
Yes.
All right, fine, good. All right, you feel I'll be critical of your answer?
No, that's all right.
All right, is that all right?
Sure.
Okay. All right, now how do you feel about this?
I feel more confident in getting pictures.
You do?
Yes.
All right. Do you think we've in any way accomplished the goal of this session?
50%.
You think we did something?
Yes,
about
it?
So.
Sure.
We have a win?
Yes, we have.
Wasn't a total loss?
No, it wasn't a total loss.
All right. You feel a little bit better about it now?
Yes, I feel much better.
All right, just one more time then. We're going to do one more auditing command, okay?
Yeah.
Before we close this session. All right. Refuse to put a picture on that wall over there.
Yes.
What happened?
I didn't put one there.
All right, good. Put a picture over on the wall over there.
Yes.
All right, that worked a little better?
Yes.
Huh? What was it a picture of?
I did see kind of a sun.
Yeah.
And about half of a planet.
Yeah. That wasn't too bad then.
No.
Is that better?
Yes.
Was there any space in it?
Yes, was space in it, plenty.
Ah, there was.
Plenty of space.
Plenty of space. All right. Now, how do you feel about this stuff?
Well, I'm more easy about getting pictures.
You think you're easier about it?
Yes.
Now, have I just beaten you into it, or did you...
Oh, no. You could have pushed harder.
Could have, huh?
Yes, you could have.
All right. Okay. You're okay, then?
I'm very odd.
You have anything you'd care to say before we end this session?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Very good. End of session.
Thank you.
You betcha. Okay, any technical errors that you see and imitate are imitated at your peril. Okay, that's it. See you tomorrow night.